Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light. Take it back. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Dr. King will stop the killing and save the babies.
We can hold the guns off. Don't nobody get shot tomorrow and Monday. That would be a miracle. It can happen. We need to get together and move on that in a special way. God can do that. Tonight, I'm praying for you, Sister Marilyn. I'm praying for you, Brother Michael. And those that call for prayer, divine healing come from God. And I believe that we need to reach out for God more so than ever. And Marvin Gaye said, "What's going on?" I'm going to play a little bit of Marvin Gaye. I'm going to let Dr. Martin Luther King tell you what's going on and been going on. Don't forget, this is the first of the year. You need to get your seed in, whatever it might be. Young lady called me and said, "Bishop, I got my seed in." I said, "Thank you." Wasn't much. I ain't asked you about much. Just seed, and you'll reap a harvest. If you seed, God will put you with the right folks. He'll put you in the right vibration, and you'll feel good about what's going on with you, okay? So let God bless you. Let God open the door for you and let something work good for you. This sad tonight, and, you know, Sam Cooke helped Dr. King. He did shows with Dr. King. And even as he did shows with Dr. King, he gave Dr. King money because Sam Cooke believed in the movement. And if you listen to some of his records, you see what he talked about. Change gonna come. But that don't get old. That's still new. Change got to come within us, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Some people, they come when they want help. And this morning, Jerry, I had people come over. We had prayer. And as we had prayer, things happened. And I want to tell you, going into Dr. King's birthday, and we should understand what's going on and how we are not moving forward. And what I mean by that, Dr. King came to Chicago and worked. We marched open house in Marquette Park, then Cicero. We did that. But even marching in Cicero, marching for open house, and we still got to understand that ain't the end of it. We got to begin to know what's going on with us, what's going on in our churches, what's going on with our pastors, what's going on with the iman, and what's going on with the sororities. A girl called me and said, "Bishop, we got a big party." It was in Memphis. Got a big party we're going to. I said, "Who gives it?" She said, "The sorority." That same sorority should be saying, "Stop the killing. Go to college. You get your degrees. Got your doctor. Got your bachelor. What are you doing with it? Are you doing it to make life better? Or are you making life worse?" When Marvin Gaye asked what's going on, the same thing he asked him now, I got to ask, what's going on in 2022? Killing, people taking legal documents. What? And I want to say this. Trump got the document. Now they find out they had document in Biden house. These two presidents. What's going on with the integrity and the trust? What's going on with that? What's happening? So we have to be able to understand. I'm going to play a little Marvin Gaye. Maybe it'll wake you up. Some of you sleep. You're still watching the ball game.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? Man. Yeah,
brother,
like,
right on.
Hey, man,
what's
your name?
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shut down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, They provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. And as I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian civil.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something, children. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light mine, I'm gonna let it shine, yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine to show my love. I'm gonna tell you that everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. And everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, yeah. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine to show my love. I got to tell you that even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Even in my
best Sam Cooke saying he's gonna let it shine. And Sam Cooke was so great. Sam Cooke had his own business before it was Detroit. Sam Cooke started his own record company, his own label. The only black out here did that. So we I'm Sam Cooke, and the signal, Sam Cooke, the song that he sung still is real right now. This song that he sung that people steal, and he sung it for Dr. King.
I'm
somebody keep telling me no. Hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back out of my.
We have to honor Dr. King for the brilliant man he was, and was the anointed man of Dr. King down in Mississippi, Arkansas, throughout the world. Dr. King was known, and to uplift us. Where we go from here? Where the book? Where we go from here? Community of Chaos. There's a lot of things that we have to get involved in. Our sororities. The Eastern Star, the Mason, the clergy. We have to redial and retune what we're going to do in 2022 to bring things up to 2023. So it's a lot we have to do. God is still able to deliver us to another level. Get ready for 2023 to be a blessing. Whatever you want, God got. Whatever you need, God got. And I want to say that to you tonight. You know, when you think about Dr. King, you say, well, it's all over with. It just got started. Dr. King was 33 years old when he crossed over to the other side. He did more than 33 years. So I want you tonight to think about what you can do to make life a little better. And this is divine healing night. And I want his word to heal your mind where you think about helping sisters and brothers. Some are retarded. Some are messed up. And when we were listening, where you're saying that mama, there's so many mothers have lost their children and so much of killing and shooting going on. Young blacks don't even know nothing about Martin Luther King because they ain't teaching. They're teaching about the rap. They're teaching about all this other foolishness. But it's got to be somebody coming together and bring the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr. to our community. When I say our community, white community, black community, brown community, it's more divided now than it was when Dr. King was speaking. It's more divided now.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life, nor liberty, and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated
that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shut down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates.
Well, the reason I played that, because some of you don't believe that happened, that we started, we was already here. When the Europeans came over, it was gave money, land, all the land down in Texas, all up in Minnesota. With the land was gave to white folks, not black folks. The reason black folks ain't got no land, Jerry, wasn't the government was giving them land and keeping us in slavery down in Arkansas, Mississippi, and all down through there. We've been struggling a long time. When I say we, I'm talking about black folks. I'm going to get it twisted. Some of you, it ain't happening to me. I wasn't going to say. If your mom and dad was slaves, you're part of slavery. That's why you act like you act. And Dr. King brought it out. And some people still don't like Dr. King. And some young folks don't even know who Dr. King is. What I'm saying to you tonight, in the celebration of Dr. King, they might go do something, go paint a house. It ain't about painting a house. It's about our minds coming together and teaching our young folks that never again will we be enslaved. Never again will we work and don't get paid. That's the stuff that we have to do. So never again will we get caught up like we've been caught up. That's the thing, what I'm saying. But going into this year, 2023, I want to send a sign to you. Tomorrow is Dr. King's birthday, national holiday on Mondays. And what you said, what you can do? Well, you can honor the man by burning your car lights in your car. And those that got the gun, you can put the guns up and stop killing yourself. Your brother is yourself, your other self. The mass murder. See, the same government that gave the land to the Europeans, and the same government is put the guns and the dope out here now. But ain't nobody saying that, because that's a no-no. Now, right now, they're saying, but we ain't doing it, we're trying to help. How are you trying to help and you bringing dope and drugs and guns into the black community? How can you help if you ain't gave reparations? And some other, we need reparations. They made trillions of dollars off of black labor and didn't pay. That's why Martin Luther King said, we're going to Washington to get out a check. When he got to Washington, he said, they gave us a check, and the check wasn't right. So you have to understand, we're fighting from the bottom to the top. And the spirit of Dr. King is still real in the world, over in Africa. All the diamonds, gold, and silver, it was stole. The artifacts of our ancestors were stole. So we're in a situation in 2023 that our eyes, Mary, is open up to the truth. We ain't got time to hate each other. We ain't got time to be jealous of each other. We got to bring some love into the world. So many mothers and fathers have lost in Vietnam and Korea. They come back, still got to fight to see a doctor or a dentist. Sleeping under the bridges. I'm talking about right now. Sleeping under the bridges. But I want to tell you, whatever you want, I'm praying that God give it to you. Thank you, Mother Francis. Thank you, Sister Tanya. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love is all of the day. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son and daughter. We may have the right to stand up. You know, I want to say this, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, if Dr. King was on and Malcolm X was living, they wouldn't put him on the internet. They wouldn't let them say they talking hate. How can you talk hate when people have killed your mama, your sister, your brother? Well, hi, Bishop, they'll starve you to death. Won't let you get a job. 95% of brothers in jail right now, and a third of them is political prisoners with an unjust system right now. When I say free Jeff Poole and I say free Larry Hoover, you look at me funny. Why you want to free them? Because Jeff Poole and Larry Hoover, they was Dr. King's bodyguard in Chicago when Daley told the police department, you can't protect Dr. King. You got to understand what the vice laws on the west side, instead of the bad side, they protected Dr. King. Now, these are some of the brothers that they in prison now for life because of trumped-up charges, and half of the charges, the people that brought the charges is dead, but they're still in jail. When our government can send trillions of dollars over to Ukraine to keep the war going. It's not only Ukraine, it's Russia. Stop the war and save the baby. They're killing black babies, white babies. They're killing over in Africa. This is what Dr. King was talking about. He wasn't talking about give some guns to Premier, give some guns to Russia. Stop the war. Stop the killing. Because it's people killing people here. Take the guns. Take the guns. The manufacturers started making guns. The government started selling guns. We need some houses. We need somewhere for the homeless. Them got mental attitudes, them that are messed up. This is what we need. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about, but I want to start to tell you tonight, in the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr., in the spirit of Jesus Christ, in the spirit of all our saints, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It was about love. It was about loving your sister and your brother. I don't care what they're doing. If they're on dope, try to help them get off. If their mind is so twisted that they think it's all right for two men to marry, they think two women can marry. Their minds are twisted. We have to work out some way with prayer and the anointed world to bring them back to being saved. You've got to be tonight a savior. First, of your children, your brother, your mother, your sister, your brother. Don't kill the other brother. Don't kill the other sister. They look like you. They act like you. But they've been through drama a lot. But I want you to look tonight as we honor Martin Luther King's birthday, as we honor our birthday, the birth of a nation. You know, I want to say this, and you can agree with me. Every picture Hollywood put out, if you look at a picture, and it's killing, killing. You can't, 5 minutes after you, somebody shot somebody. Your children is looking at that murder over and over, murder. And then now you got men kissing men on TV, women kissing women. They sending that message out of homosexual. They sending that message out of hate. They sending a message out of divine law is God. Talking about stop the killing, save the babies. We got bombs. We can bomb Russia and Russia can bomb us. We got nuclear bombs setting up. Man have to stop the killing and begin to start some love. But I want to say tonight, whatever you want, God got it. I'm praying for you in Mississippi, Arkansas, those in Florida, those in California going through, down in Amston, Alabama. Lots of people lost their lives. But I told you in my prophecy, it's coming back to back. And I want to tell you, net, I told you it's coming back to back. Peaches told you it was coming back to back. I'm going to tell you, Jerry, it ain't through yet. Until man sat down and woman can be able to say, Lord, Almighty God, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit shine on me. There's so much evil in the land. There's so much negativity in the land. Little boy, 6 years old, get the gun and go shoot his teacher and the press, the fake press. So how he got the gun? Got the gun from his mama. What is mama doing with a gun around children anyway? What you do? What is so evil, so bad? You got to have a gun to go to the grocery store. You got to have a gun to go get some milk. Something ain't right with that picture. So it's important to embrace the anointing of Dr. King. But my thing tonight, and I want to say this to you tonight, you can get what you want. You can get that. And that's my thing tonight. As they sing that, you can get what you want.
You guarantee it.
Well, God, Dr. Christian, wherever you need. Time, whatever you need. Brother White. I got it. The healing come from God.
Hi, I'm Chris Bundy.
Let God do it. He'll do a quick prayer for you. He'll give you divine healing. And God is a keeper. He will keep you in perfect health. This is Mississippi Mass Choir. God is a keeper for me and you.
You can know that.
Thank you. Get ready for divine healing. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'll create your healing tonight. Sister Willie, I'm praying for you tonight. Some of you don't know. Sister Carolyn, I'm praying for you tonight. Sister Betty, who lost your sister down in Forest City, Arkansas. I'm praying for your family tonight. There's no sorrow on earth that ever cannot heal. I'm praying for you and you tonight. We'll be on tomorrow from 11 to 12. Listen to the name of the Almighty God. tragically and unfortunately, there is another America. This other America has a daily ugliness about it that constantly transforms the brilliancy of hope into the fatigue of despair. In this America, millions of work-starved men walk the streets daily in search for jobs that do not exist. In this America, millions of people find themselves living in rat-infested, vermin-filled slums. In this America, people are poor by the millions. They find themselves perishing on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. Since the greatest tragedy of this other America is what it does to little children. Little children in this other America are forced to grow up with clouds of inferiority forming every day in their little mental sky. As we look at this other America, we see it as an arena of blasted hopes and shattered dreams. Many people of various backgrounds live in this other America. Some are Mexican Americans, some are Puerto Ricans, some are Indians, some happen to be from other groups. Millions of them are Appalachian whites, probably the largest group in this other America in proportion to its size in the population, is the American Negro. American Negro finds himself living in a triple ghetto, a ghetto of race, a ghetto of poverty, a ghetto is to deal with this problem, to deal with this problem of the two Americas. We are seeking to make America one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now let me say that the struggle for civil rights is the struggle to make these two Americas one America. It's much more difficult today than it was 5 or 10 years ago. For about a decade or maybe 12 years, we've struggled all across the South in glorious struggle to get rid of legal, overt segregation and all of the humiliation that surrounded that system of segregation. In a sense, this was a struggle for peace. We could not go to a lunch counter in so many instances and get a hamburger or a cup of coffee. We could not make use of public accommodation. Transportation was segregated. Often we had to sit in the back and in transportation within cities, we often had to stand over empty seats because sections were reserved for whites only. We did not have the right to vote in so many areas of the South. And the struggle was to deal with these problems. And certainly they were difficult problems. They were humiliating conditions. By the thousands, we protested these conditions. We made it clear that it was ultimately more honorable to accept jail cell experiences and to accept segregation and humiliation. By the thousands, students and adults decided to sit in at segregated lunch counters to protest conditions there. When they were sitting at those lunch counters, they were in reality standing up for the best in the American dream.
seeking to take the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the formulation of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Many things were gained as a result of these years of struggle. 1964, Civil Rights Bill came into being after the Birmingham movement. It did a great deal to subpoena the conscience of a large segment of the nation to appear before the judgment seat of morality on the whole question of civil rights. After the Selma movement in 1965, we were able to get a voting rights bill. All of these things represented strides. But we must see that the struggle today is much more difficult. It's more difficult today because we are struggling now for genuine to integrate a lunch counter than it is to guarantee a livable income and a good solid job. Much easier to guarantee the right to vote than it is to guarantee the right to live in sanitary, decent housing conditions. It is much easier to integrate a good cost than to make genuine quality integrated education a reality. So today we are struggling for something that says we demand genuine equality.
Open eyes that we may see to follow thee. Thy loving peace, and let all dissension cease. The faith each day
he provides.